Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
More gushing from the Will Howard Stern interview with Kamala Harris. I mean, just brutal. Brutal. Jim Kenney hanging out in Harrisburg trying to help Kamala Harris out. Oof, that was brutal too. And Trump goes after Tim Walz. It's great stuff, man. Great stuff. Mean tweets are back, baby. They're back. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We're going to do something special today. Dr. Marty Makary is going to join me at 4 o'clock. We're going to do a long-form interview with him on YouTube, we hope. That's the goal. And, yeah, 30 minutes with him. He's got his new book out. And it's great. It's all kinds of things about how the medical establishment is giving us a lot of misleading information. We're going to talk about the efforts by states to clamp down on so-called misinformation and a lot of other things that could be very impactful to your health, your heart, your love life, and so much more. I'm excited because, you know, he's one of the voices of reason out there in a sea of government-controlled intelligentsia telling us how to live our lives. Kash Patel is going to join the show later today again. And I believe Trump is going to speak at some point, I don't know, in Pennsylvania. I thought he was. I don't know if they're going to cover it or not, because it's nonstop coverage of Hurricane Milton, obviously, because Florida is about to get whacked big time by this Category 4 hurricane, which you're also saying could turn into a tornado as well within the hurricane. Governor DeSantis had a briefing earlier today. So it's hours away from landfall, and it's going to make landfall sometime tonight. And at like 11 o'clock or so. So hopefully if you're listening and you have family or friends down in Florida, or you're down in Florida, you have a place down there, you're safe and you're secure and you're good to go. I had to check in with some friends. They're okay. But you know, we have a lot of Zeoli Army down in Florida. So keeping our eyes on it for you. And Biden and Harris had a press conference today from the White House. Well, not really a press conference, but more like a briefing on it. And Biden took the time to go after Marjorie Taylor Greene. He took the time to go after anyone who's spreading misinformation about the Hurricane Helene response. I just kept thinking to myself, I mean, you're the president of the United States. You're taking the time out of your day to attack a member of Congress who talks about weather manipulation. Stop. Just stop. All right. And he can't help but go after Trump, too. I mean, he can't. He's such a snarky old. He really is a snarky, bitter old guy. But the war between him and Kamala Harris is heating up with all kinds of reports about how these two hate each other. I told you they hate each other. But he hates her, really, mostly what it comes down to, because they shoved the old guy out. And he was very surprised to find out he wasn't running for president anymore, and she was. So, I mean, nobody was more surprised than Joe Biden. So he does not like Kamala Harris. He tossed it over to her today at the White House, and she stumbled her way through it and talking about the people of Tampa. And I kept thinking, this is her moment to sound presidential. And she doesn't sound presidential. She doesn't sound presidential at all. And these are moments to seize. And when you're in the administration, that's where the power of incumbency becomes an advantage. And they are just completely blowing it. Blowing it. So anyway, we'll talk more about that as the show goes on today as well. And there's some new polling data out from Quinnipiac, which tends to skew in favor of Democrats. But Quinnipiac is out showing Donald Trump having a significant lead in all of the swing states now. Yes, all of the swing states. Not just a couple of them, but all of them. Yeah. Now, that means that if he's got a lead in all the swing states and Quinnipiac tends to oversample Democrats, he's probably doing even better than we think. And that's what I think. I think he's doing better than we think in these polls because it's the economy. I read a piece today. You know, the people that hate Trump and never Trumpers, they have this thing called the bulwark. I don't know if you know anything about this. It's silly. It's like the Bill Kristols. This guy, Tim Miller. Tim Miller was a guy from 2016 who was out there predicting the Jeb, exclamation mark. He was a Jeb guy. The Jeb was Jeb would ultimately win the primary, and then he went on to predict that Trump would lose the general election. So he's very disappointed today that the Kamala Harris campaign is shifting their ads away from the Trump is a danger to democracy mantra. If you've noticed from these brutal ads that we keep hearing on this radio station, which, again, by law, we have to play and we can't turn them away. But if you pay attention to these things, I tend to tune out, but you notice there are a lot more about the economy now, and maybe there's some still about Trump as a danger to democracy, but in the media buys that are coming in the next couple of weeks, because you can see these things, they're apparently now going to focus on away from the message that Trump is a danger to democracy. You know why? Because it's not working, because the message doesn't resonate. The message has never resonated with people. It just hasn't. The only people it resonates with are the hardcore Trump haters who've been saying this crap since 2016. And then they said it for the 4 years he was president. And then when January 6th happened, they were like, oh, let's make this our high holy day and let's live this day over and over again. Let's make every day January 6th day. Let's make every day insurrection day. Live your life like it's the last day and live your life like it's insurrection day. That's how these people think. And they think everybody thinks like them. And people don't think like them. What people think about is what affects them and their family. It's not January 6th. It's the price of groceries on January 6th versus the price of groceries today. But the Harris campaign pulling these ads is very telling because they're realizing now that they are losing. Their messaging is off, very similar to where Hillary Clinton was at this point in 2016. If you remember back in 2016, the main issues that Hillary Clinton ran on were Trump mean tweets, Trump bad, orange man bad, going to start World War III, bad democracy, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line was he was going to blow up the world. That was basically it in a nutshell. Didn't work. She lost. And they've never stopped hammering that message. It just doesn't work for them. They keep trying, though. They keep trying. And now they're realizing, okay, maybe we have to recalculate here because the American people actually care about the economy. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has been talking nothing about but two things, the two biggest issues, economy and immigration, which are tied together because there's a cost to housing illegal immigrants. There's a cost to dealing with crime in cities because of illegal immigration. There's a cost to turning rec centers into housing places and then feeding illegal immigrants and all of it that comes with it. And teaching their children and all, I mean, all of it. There's an economic impact on this, too. And Trump's been talking about that. So he's been laser focused on the messaging this time around, which has been great. So yesterday when he fired off a mean tweet, everybody went, oh, he's back. He's back. Mean tweets are back. And I guess my sense of this, my reading of this, is that Trump probably realizes that he's winning right now. So why not? And he tweeted out the following. Lion, L-Y-I-N, apostrophe, Lion Kamala, who is being exposed as a dummy every time she does a show, just stated to the degenerates on The View that she would have done nothing different than crooked Joe Biden, the, in all caps, worst president in the history of the United States. The lamestream media doesn't want to pick up the story. The dumb women on the show wish they never asked her the question that led to that election-defying answer. But the internet is going wild, all caps, for starters, the border disaster, and then the rest of us in all caps. The border disaster with murderers and everyone else being allowed to invade our country. Worst inflation in history, the Ukraine disaster, October 7th with Israel. Loss of energy independence, the Afghanistan debacle, loss of respect all over the globe, and much more. Her dumbest answer so far. And it is her dumbest answer so far. Because what is it? Are you running in the change election or are you running to be Joe Biden? What is it? What is the answer? What is the message here? So she tried last night. She tried last night to, I guess, kind of pivot on this by going on Stephen Colbert's show and having a beer with them, which I guess is her, you know, I'm going to get me a beer moment, kind of like America's mother-in-law. But she tried to, I guess, kind of pivot on this a little bit last night, but it didn't work for her either. And this is the problem. I mean, this is not a really good candidate here. And I'm being kind by saying that it's not a good candidate. And so when she goes on these shows and she announced the new she had a new Jamaican accent last night as well. It's just it doesn't play. But Stephen Colbert tried to save her last night. He asked Kamala what she'd do different from Biden. And so yesterday you heard the answer on The View and they asked her. And Matt, let's replay. In fact, grab that audio, if you could, for me of what she said yesterday. And we'll do a contrast between what she said on The View and then what she said on Stephen Colbert last night. And obviously yesterday on The View, the summary is basically like this. What would you change? Nothing. Last 4 years, would you change anything? No, I'm good. Nothing. Wouldn't change a thing. Nothing? No, nothing. Everything's fine. Everything's great. Everything's good. Would you change a thing? Nothing. No. That's basically the summary of what she said. I just said it a little bit more articulate than she did yesterday on the show, but I digress. And do you have that clip, DeSantis? If you do, let's play it. If you need a minute to get it, go ahead.
Yeah,
got it?
Give me 1 minute.
All right.
Give me 1 minute for yesterday.
I can barely hear you. All right, then let's play cut 11 on Colbert. Take a listen. Go ahead.
Shows that a lot of people, especially independent voters, really want this to be a change election. Mm-hmm. And that they tend to break for you in terms of thinking about change. Mm-hmm. You are a member of the president administration. Mm-hmm. Under a Harris administration, what would the major changes be and what would stay the same?
Now, first of all, let's just stop it right there for a second. Let's stop it right. This is the way I feed my children with questions. Like I was going over social studies with Claire yesterday. So I was saying the people in Washington who make the laws, they work at the U.S. Capitol and the branch of government is known as Congress. But my daughter is in second grade, okay? And she's working on her social studies, and some of this stuff can be a little tricky. You know, that document where they write down all the things the government can't do to us and protects the rights that we the people have, it's called a constitution. It's very similar to the way Stephen Colbert is talking to Kamala Harris here. And I think there's a reason for that, too. He's basically talking to her like a child because he's got a, you know, very slow cadence here and reminding her, listen, dummy, you said you were going to be a change candidate, but just a few hours ago on The View, which is on the same, I think it's the same network, you said you'd change nothing. So I'm going to speak slowly here, all right? And then, all right, so let's take a listen to the clip from yesterday, then we'll go back and we'll start the Stephen Colbert question over and keep in mind the way he talks to her, the way I talk to my daughter, who's in second grade. Okay, go ahead.
Well, if anything, would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
Nothing. I think we're good. I think everything's good. It reminds me of the couple that goes to marriage counseling. And, you know, one of the spouses is very upset. We've never had to go, luckily, but one of the spouses is very upset. You know, she's really upset. You turn to the guy, the therapist goes, "What do you think? How are things going?" And the guy's like, "Yeah, great. I mean, I think everything's fine. I don't even know what we're doing here." So then she goes on Colbert. Colbert, again, now we'll start the question over. By the way, we're streaming live on YouTube right now. So please join the fun. Join the chat. Go to YouTube.com. It's 1210 WPHD. Subscribe it, like it, and get all the updates for when all of the hosts here on the station are streaming live, which I think is all of us, I believe. So there you go. At least from 6A to 6P. Because I'm not doing the last hour because I don't want to. And then, you know, Fela's not. But Fela streams on Fox Nation, so you can see it on there. All right. Anyway, here's Colbert. Take a listen.
Polling shows that a lot of people, especially independent voters, really want this to be a change election, mm-hmm. and that they tend to break for you in terms of thinking about change. Mm-hmm. You are a member of the present administration. Mm-hmm. Under a Harris administration, what would the major changes be and what would stay the same?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm obviously not Joe Biden.
I know.
And so that would be one change in terms of... But also, I think it's important to say with, you know, 28 days to go, I'm not Donald Trump.
Whoa!
The significance of what this next generation of leadership looks like, were I to be elected president, it is about, frankly, I love the American people.
What?
And I believe
Stop. We got to back this up. And I need to do a deep dive on this, first of all. Number one, what would you do differently? I'm obviously not Joe Biden. What would you do different from Biden? I'm obviously not Joe Biden. Oh, really? We're shocked by that. I had no idea. Okay, fair enough. I'm also not Donald Trump. Oh, you're not? I'm stunned by this. And then the significance of the fact that I love the American people. You know, this was a wine night. I'm telling you right now what this was. This was a wine night. Remember the conversation I had the other day with Jimmy? It was pill day versus wine day. How do you know the difference? This was, she had a couple of pops before she went on stage. It's all right. I mean, it happens. A lot of performers have to do that. Ease the performance anxiety. You know what I mean? Yeah, she took a couple chugs out of the old Franzia box. That's what I think. Hey, listen, even Saturday Night Live's making fun of her for drinking wine nowadays. So it's not just me. It's not just the right-wing echo chamber, as they say. All right, go ahead, play it.
...generation of leadership looks like, were I to be elected president, it is about, frankly, I love the American people, and I believe in our country. I love that it is our character and nature to be an ambitious people. You know, we have aspirations, we have dreams, we have incredible work ethic, and and I just believe that we can create and build upon the success we've achieved in a way that we continue to grow opportunity, and in that way grow the strength of our nation. So for example, my economic policies, I think of it, and I've named it as creating an opportunity economy. So it's about things like investing in small businesses. I love our small businesses.
It's the, you know what it is you got the wine glass and you see these people at parties, and the wine is, you can watch it, it's kind of like, well, the way Milton looks right now with the waves, the wine, it swooshes up the sides of the glass, you know, as the person's talking and they're moving the wine glass around. It's like, I love this country. I love these people. I love you. I love you. Can I just tell you that? I love you. I love you, man. I love you. It's a lot of that. You know, guys usually do it with the beer more. It's like, I love you, bro. But with the wine, and sometimes, you know, and the ladies get a little bit like that. They're like, I love all of you. I love being here together. This is so nice. We have such a community together. It's so fun, and I believe in all of us. It's like you've been spent too much time at the PTA or the PTO, whatever they call it nowadays. You're at the fundraiser. It's last call. The moms are there drinking wine. They're like, we can do so many great things for our kids. I believe in an opportunity for our kids. We just got to raise more money at the next car wash sale. So I love all of you. Thank you all for signing up for this. I love you. Thank you for volunteering your time. I love it. I love you. And then gulp, and then just takes a giant gulp of wine, finishes off the glass, puts it down, and goes, is it last call? All right, who wants to go out for wings? That's basically what you just heard there. That's 100% what you just heard there. It's just amazing. There's no answer of substance whatsoever. Nothing. Nothing of substance. Why do I hear static? What's going on? Why am I hearing static, DeSantis? What is that? You hear that sound? I'm hearing the poltergeist television again. Speak. Say something.
Me? I'm not even potted up.
You're not even potted up? You guys hear static?
I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything.
I hear static somewhere. It's definitely static.
Is it something? Is it like your headphones not fully in the jack?
No, it's all the way in. I promise, it's all the way in. No, it's really all the way in. It's just this, that's as far as it goes. All right. Well, maybe it's just a thing. I heard it. It just came on. You guys don't hear it?
No. No. And I don't see anything giving any audio on the board.
This is why I never come to the studio, because of my home studio, I don't have to deal with this kind of crap. Come here, it's the stuff I have to deal with. Anyway, all right. Well, then we'll try to figure it out. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I am hearing voices again. The voices are back. The voices are back. I love all of you. And thank you so much for coming tonight to the PTO meeting. I love you all. This is a chance for all of us to be for the future. And I believe in an opportunity school district for our children. One that where children can grow. We have hope. They have hopes and dreams and ambitions. And I love you. And you don't want to be home with your husbands. I get it. I mean, I don't, I'm speaking for me, but maybe some of you do. I don't know. I know Janet doesn't in the back because she's always with the pool boys over her house. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. That's what that reminds me of. An entire clip right there. Utter nonsense by somebody who had too many pops. The PTA meeting. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. She also took an uncomfortable gulp last night. She does that gulp thing when she's nervous and also when she's had too much, because that happens sometimes. Where's my gulp clip? Where is it? Is Kamala okay? Yikes. This is actually from today at the White House. So let me come back. I'll come back to the gulp. But let me have Kamala Harris's new Jamaican accent. She brought out for the big show last night with Stephen Colbert. You know, that's also what happens, too. Sometimes you get a little tipsy. You start breaking out the accents. It's like all of a sudden the Italians do this. You're like, I love all of you. You know, I mean, like gabagool, huh? Gabagool. Give me a hug. Come here. I love you. Mwah. I love you. It's like that. Cut number 9.
Of both parties who are working in a bipartisan way to get the aid to people on the ground. And I'm going to continue
Governor
to
Cooper
do that.
Governor Cooper and Governor McMaster and Governor Kemp are doing what's
correct.
Right for the people
they
of
are.
Their state.
They are. They are. And they should be commended. They should be commended.
This kind of manipulation is a cynical and corrupt luxury
crude.
That people
and
are
it's
using.
It's crude. Have you no empathy, man?
Yes. Have you no empathy, Bond?
The suffering of other people.
Stop it. Go have back. You... Go back. Hey, have you no empathy, Bond? Huh? We trying our best here, man. Huh? Again, you're at the party. You go, what's the accent, you know? What's going on here? What is this? Hey, man, I was listening to some Bob Marley, man. Can't we all just hug and love each other, man? One world. Come on, man. Let's hug our children, man. We believe in an opportunity economy, man. Yeah, man. Go ahead.
Have you no empathy, man?
Yes.
You know, for the suffering of other people.
Yeah, man.
Have you no sense of purpose?
One love. One life. Let's get together and feel up. And then just collapses down on the stage at the end of the PTA meeting. 855-839-1210. This is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike give you the smile of your dreams. Because he will do it for you. He's a great guy. We got a lot to get to today. Dr. Marty McCarry is going to join us in a little bit. We're fired up. If you have any questions for the good doctor, post them in our YouTube chat or on X at Rich Zeoli. Coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Trump is speaking right now in Pennsylvania as Hurricane Milton nears Florida. There's also a Fugazi Me on the YouTube chat. Kirk, if you could take care of that person, that would be appreciated. Let's tune into the former and future president.
Sleepy Joe. Although Joe's looking pretty good lately, I tell you, he's looking pretty good compared to Kamala, I say, right? First time I said, you know, this guy's starting to look sharper. He's starting to look sharper because we're comparing it. And he's angry at her and he hates her. The only question is, I think he hates her almost as much as he hates me.
It's true. Yes.
And I think he might be willing to. He can't take much more. It was an overthrow. OK, it was an overthrow. Yep. And he's having a hard time saying, you know, he did it voluntarily. He didn't. They pulled out. You know what they did, right? Article what? 25. That's what they did. And they said, you're sick. You're not going to go on. He got 14 million votes. He got 14. Think of it. He got 14. She got none. And this was really this was an overthrow. This is the first overthrow, or you could call it a coup. Do you want to call it a coup? This was the first coup in the history of America. David, you're an expert on this stuff, right? Wouldn't you say? First coup in the history of America. But look, I say to all Pennsylvania Patriots, we have to. I just said, do me a favor. You got to see this because we had over 100,000 people in a beautiful area, but not exactly highly populated. They came from all over, 100,000 people on Saturday night. Take a look.
He's showing the rally right now, the huge crowd in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Joe Biden's fake childhood home. Fake childhood home. If you've driven through Scranton, you've spent as much time in Scranton as Joe Biden has. Actually, you've spent more time in Scranton than Joe Biden has.
That's something, huh? Isn't that something? We have some very big ones coming. We have some very big ones coming. We just rented Madison Square Garden. We're going to make a play. We're going to make a play for New York. Hasn't been done in a long time. It hasn't been done in many decades, but we're going to make, how could New York be run worse than it is, right? With all the problem, everything is corrupt in New York.
Think about that, Madison Square Garden.
I mean, I think that, you know, the migrants have taken over Madison Avenue. They've taken over Fifth Avenue. They've taken over the parks. The kids can't play Little League. You know, it sounds like a trivial thing. It's a big deal when you have a son that's a Little League player and he can't play.
All right, we are following the candidates on the campaign trail.
Unfortunately, Fox News is cutting out. Can we switch over to C-SPAN? Because they'll take it. I think, I don't know, maybe C-SPAN, the Ocho, might have it. I don't know why they're cutting away from this. I mean, how much hurricane coverage do we need? I get it. I get it. Milton's coming. I understand. There's a bad storm coming. FEMA is telling everybody, I get it. Get out. I get it. I get it. I don't know. They love this stuff, though. They love this stuff. We're getting an update from the FEMA administrator. So we're cutting away from Trump to go to the FEMA administrator? Stop. You don't need to do that. You could, anyone right now who's in Florida, who's not leaving or hasn't left yet, is not leaving. And the FEMA administrator is not going to convince them to leave. Like, if they were told to leave, if they're not following the evacuation orders, if they're going to wing it, whatever, wing it a prayer, they're still there. And nothing's going to change their mind at this point. So I think you can, you know, they've done the warnings. You're going to die. Everyone's going to die. Let me tell you, this is a good time to remind you, though. We'll be live in Cape May on Friday at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. And it's going to be a great day. Weather will be beautiful. No hurricanes, no tornadoes at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I can promise you that. So join us for that on Friday. We got Trump. All right, let's jump back in here.
Sponsors of the socialist Green New scam. You know that. Where they want to spend $93 billion. She's spending $93 billion in a short, but they actually, their ultimate plan is for $94 trillion to be spent. 94, listen to this. That's more than China and the rest of the world could spend if they really wanted
China.
To in 25 years. $94 trillion. We're gonna clean the air so that when China comes here and takes us over, they'll have a nice, clear atmosphere, because that's what they're doing. They're sacrificing our military and everything else. These people are crazy. She said repeatedly that she wants to ban fracking. Her whole life, we will ban fracking. We will stop. You know, I flew over some of those beautiful windmills. They're falling down, by the way. They're all over the place. They're all over the place. That gorgeous, beautiful Pennsylvania countryside. They got these big, ugly suckers hanging down. They're rusting and rotting. Half of them weren't spinning, and the ones that were going so slow that were going, it's not too windy, but, you know, they're going like slow. The other ones were just dead, but they're all rusting and disgusting looking. And then, you know, the environmentalists say that it's also, very importantly, the most expensive form of energy there is. You cannot get more expensive. The wind.
Dump that. You grab it?
So expensive. Just too expensive. It doesn't
get
work.
It? All right.
All of that to do, you know, 0.1%. I mean, the whole
thing. All right, Mr. President. Please.
Remember when I used to say, darling, I want to watch our president tonight on television. And the husband looks, I'm sorry, dear. The windmills
Let's
aren't
Let's not do
wind.
That again, Mr.
There's
president,
no wind,
please.
Please. Watch, darling.
We're not I don't think we have to give the dump
tonight.
Button on you.
Maybe we'll catch him another time. No, we have to be careful. We have to be smart. We're going to lose our country. These people are crazy. They're crazy. They're damn crazy. We're not going to get out. We're going to vote. We'll get it cleaned up. But if we don't clean it up now, it's going to be too late. I really believe it. We don't clean it up now, it's going to be too late. She sponsored a bill to impose a 100% ban on gasoline-powered cars and trucks. You know that, right? 100%, there's none. There's none. Even though we have more liquid gold under our feet than any other nation, by far, more than Saudi Arabia, more than Russia. Let's go electric. Let's do this. They want to go now hydrogen. They want a hydrogen car. You know what the problem is? When they blow up, you are unrecognizable. If this beautiful young woman is in the car, drive it, and the hydrogen car, if it blows up, you are unrecognized. You with a nice Trump sign. Is that Trump? Stand up, let me say. Oh, I like her. I like her. I will not allow her to go into a hydrogen car. They don't blow up that often. They were saying, but they don't blow up that often. Oh, great. Thank you very much. And as we speak, Kamala is crushing Pennsylvania with a natural gas export ban. You know about that, right?
It's amazing they haven't lifted it yet.
Designed to choke the life out of your fossil fuel industry. Listen to Kamala in her own words very recently.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
I am committed to passing a Green New Deal and finally putting an end to fracking once and for all.
If they fail to act as President of the United States, I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal.
I am offering a Green New Deal that has been described as one of the most aggressive and progressive.
Well, he's going to bring the Green New Deal up for a vote.
Yeah, I will vote for it. It is a resolution. I believe that the underlying principles behind it are sound and important.
What is the solution for voters who have jobs and interests in the fossil fuel industry?
Giving the workers an ability to transition into the jobs of the future.
Can we afford it?
Of course we can afford it. It's not about a cost.
She doesn't care about the workers.
Kamala Harris pushed the far-left Green New Deal. That means huge new taxes, increased utility bills, and banning gas cars.
That's why I am committed to passing a Green New Deal and finally putting an end to fracking once and for all.
Kamala.
Did we lose a feed?
We lost the entire computer.
Oh, computer
crashed. The computer just crashed.
Oh, no.
I think DeSantis has it up. DeSantis, do you have it up?
DeSantis, did you get it up?
I actually exited out of it, but I can't.
Oh, all right. If you can get it back. What he was playing was the clip of Kamala Harris on Jimmy Fallon, not Fela. Fela's funnier. On Jimmy Fallon doing a rhyme about, they do this the poetry slam stupid bit. It's not funny. About banning fracking. That's what she was doing when the computer crashed. All right, can we jump back in?
We're not going to let that happen again. On day one, I will tell Pennsylvania energy workers to frack, 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 and drill, frack, drill, frack, drill, frack. Drill, drill, baby, drill.
Frack, 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 baby.
Frack, frack, frack.
Frack, frack, frack.
We will have energy independence and energy dominance as we did just 4 short years ago. We were energy independent 4 years ago. Can you believe? Now we get our energy from Venezuela. What's that all about? From Venezuela. Isn't that wonderful? But if Kamala is reelected, your costs will go up and your lights will go out. That's what's going to happen. These stupid people. It's hard to believe. You know, you get angry because sometimes you want to be lighthearted, right? And we have a great audience of people that love the country, people that built the country. You built the country. And then you see these people, they want to destroy it. And by the end of your speech, you're furious. You know, you're furious because all the stuff that we're saying, it's true. They want to destroy the country. Remember, she will never, ever let you frack. You're not going to frack. If she won, you're not going to frack. She's been against it her whole life. She just did this for an election. Even now, Kamala's Green New Deal mandates are regulations that are impossible to enforce. As an example, forcing power plants to shut down all across the country. More than 50 plants have recently been closed. So she took office and they are not going to be replaced. And, you know, all you have to do with her is say, like, all the things. She's going to do this. She's going to do that. Why the hell didn't you do it? Why didn't you do it? All of a sudden, All of a sudden, she likes walls. You know, I built over 500 miles of wall. It kept us. We had the greatest border in history. 4 years ago, we had the best border in our country's history. And that included human trafficking, mostly in women, by the way. That includes, so when women say, oh, I don't know if I like Trump, I was the one, that is the most heinous thing. Human trafficking, mostly in women. Gee, I wonder what that's all about, right? And then they say, oh, I don't know, I'm going to, Kamala's not going to protect anyone. They've allowed this country to be poisoned at our border. And, you know, a lot of people say, and this is not part of the deal, but I like to go off teleprompter, if you don't mind. I actually haven't, I don't think I've been on it yet. They're waiting for me. At some point, I'll be on it. But, you know, they're doing these things. Nobody can understand it. It doesn't make sense, like men playing in women's sports, like open borders where criminals are allowed in. And literally, by the time, I must be very good as a motivator, because by the time I finish my speeches, every time I'm angry as hell, because I can't believe what's happening to our country, what they're doing to our country. Last year, Pennsylvania's largest coal-fired power plant shut down in Homer City, throwing hundreds and hundreds of workers out, just devastating. They got nothing. A small little community of 1,800 people. Does anyone know where Homer is? Homer? Huh? Right? Stand up. Let me see here. Look at that. Are you a familiar? Are you the man? I remember. You know, that guy's become famous. Wow. Are you the guy, right? Behind me? Right behind me? You're the guy that was looking. You're looking. You know the guy? I love this guy.
All right, got to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll take more of the former and future president here live in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Frack, frack, frack. He's doing another rally tonight in Reading, Pennsylvania at 7 p.m. Of course, we also have the Phillies game today. Hopefully the Phillies can pull this out, because otherwise Red October is ending way too early for my like. Listen, we're streaming live on YouTube. Join the fun. Great chat going on. It was a Fugazi me, but he's out of there, which is good. When it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why Emmons Roofing and Siding is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you are getting top-quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So whether it's a durable, lifetime-warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know that times are tough for many people, they're offering each and every one of my listeners 10% off. That's right. An inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacement. So don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677, or check out their website at EmmonsRoofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence and save 10% off with the inflation relief discount. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, we're going to jump back into President Trump speaking in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Future President Trump speaking in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And we've got Dr. Mercari joining us at 4 o'clock. A lot going on, but since he's talking in Pennsylvania, right up the street from us, basically, I figured we should take it live, so let's jump back in.
I want to go all electric cars. Think of that. Now, think of these are, I'm just thinking, we're talking about all electric, and I love electric cars. You know why? Because I think Elon is great. But you know what? I like them for what the market is. There's a market. I think they're great. I think it's incredible. But the long distances and certain, and they are more expensive to make. And a lot of them are going to be made in China. But you know, the amazing thing about Elon Musk, he went to that rally. I think he had the greatest time he's ever had. Did you see him? He was jumping around. He was so happy. You know, he's always like, I envision him. He's sort of a reclusive kind of a guy. He's incredible. He's a total genius. We have to take care of our geniuses. But he comes up and he's looking at this crowd. He's never seen anything like it. He's dead. And he started doing like jumping jacks and stuff. No, he was just happy. I said, what's he doing back there? I was just giving him a quick introduction. He had a great time. And, you know, he got a black hat. I didn't even know we made black hats. And it said, make America great again. But it was very low, you know, very sort of understated. But a black hat. He loves that hat. And he called it Dark MAGA, right? Who thinks of this? Dark MAGA. And I called him. I told him, thank you very much. We sold like 10,000 hats in the last 2 days. I didn't even know we made that hat. Now I find out it's like the hottest thing going, Dark MAGA. No, he's fantastic. And he's gonna do a lot. He's going to be involved. He's great. And he's going to be involved because we have so much fat in this country. We have so much waste and fat and fraud. But he's also, I will tell you, you know, there is the funny thing with Elon. He never, with all I talk about electric cars, and I'm totally for electric cars for the, you know, whatever the buyer wants to buy, that's good. But if you can't force them down people's throats, you can't do that. Like the mandate, we're not doing mandates. So you can't do that. So just so you understand, so he never wants, and he's a friend of mine. He's great. He endorsed me. He endorses me so much. We have to get him. Trump, we're gonna lose our country if Trump, you know, he's in Pennsylvania now campaigning. Elon Musk, because he feels so strongly. But you know the amazing thing? A big company is Tesla. It makes great cars. Great. I mean, it made a really amazing cars. He never once said, could you ease up on the electric thing? You would think he would have said, hey, listen, do me a favor. I could take it out pretty easily, right? It's a sentence in a speech. But he never asked me to, because I think he knows I'm right. He's going to do great. And there's people that like him. I like him, too, for certain applications. But he never think of it. He's close to me. He never said, do me one favor. Just sort of low-key. I would, if I were him, I'd be saying, hey, listen, Trump, do me a favor. Don't mention electric cars again. That you're going to do away. And we're not doing away. We're going to have whatever the market wants. We're going to have gasoline power. We're going to have hybrids. The hybrids are great. They're working good. We're going to have everything. We will make Pennsylvania an energy supplier to the entire world, and I will cut your energy prices in half, 50%, 5-0, within 12 months of taking office. Your prices will be cut in half. Now, she, on the other hand, if her mandate, look, number one, you won't have any energy because they can't produce enough. No matter what they did, they can't produce under what she wants to do. But even if they did, your prices are going to be double, triple, quadruple. You're not going to be able to afford them. We have more liquid gold than any country in the world. It's going to be so quick and so easy to do. We have more than Saudi Arabia. We have more than any country in the world. And we're going to take advantage of it, if that's okay. And it's pure, sweet, beautiful stuff. But for that to happen, the people of Pennsylvania have to tell Kamala Harris that we've had enough. We think you're a horrible person. We think you're a liar. And we, right? We think you're a liar. We think you're not a smart person, and we're tired of having stupid people run our country. And we're going to say, Kamala, you're fired. Get the hell out of here. Get out of here. Get the hell. Despite all of the devastation she's caused your Commonwealth, and, you know, she said yesterday she has no regrets. Did you see that? You'll see it in just about 2 seconds. Go ahead. Put it on.
Well, if anything, would you have done something differently than President Biden?
No.
During the past 4 years?
All right, we got to take a break. Dr. Marty McCarry is going to join us next, and we're going to do a long-form interview with him. But don't worry. We're rolling on the Trump event. If he takes any questions from the press or anything like that, we'll grab it for you. And he will also be doing another rally tonight in Pennsylvania at 7 o'clock. Okay. We are streaming live on YouTube, and fingers crossed, Dr. McCarry will be joining us on YouTube to stream live together, me and him together on the show. So fingers crossed we do that. So join us on YouTube right now. All right, 1210 WPHC, and we will be right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.